Retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News Time is 8:50, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. And joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line here this morning are Dr. Erica Martin with the Natural Resources Advisory Board and Sam Bland, organizer of the Earth Day Extravaganza Band.
Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Going all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Looks like it might rain a little bit, but I'm okay with that.
Good deal. Well, we're talking here about Party for the Planet, and we hinted about this during our Newsmaker 2 segment yesterday with Zoo Director Lisa Keith. And Erica, it sounds like we have a greatly expanded Party for the Planet, which is coming up here later this month.
That's right, yeah. So Earth Day Extravaganza with Sam and NRAB have partnered with the Party for the Planet that's typically hosted by the zoo to make one really huge, exciting event. This comes in two parts, and we'll have the morning part at ESU's brand new Profit Aquatic Research and Outreach Center from 9 to noon with some folks from KDWP like Ernesto Flores, who's going to share his expertise. And then in the afternoon from 1 to 6, you can go to the zoo to enjoy live music, all sorts of fun arts and crafts and educational activities. And if you get there early, you can get a free treat.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah. Early's good. No doubt about
that. That's
right. Well, let's talk about the activities up on Emporia State to start, Erica, and the involvement of the Natural Resources Advisory Committee.
Sure. So at the Payrock Center, we'll have KDWP at 10 a.m. is when you can hear Ernesto talk. Otherwise, we'll have activities like displaying ESU's ichthyological collection with myself and Dr. Bose. And so if you're really into fish and you want to touch some cool fish like sturgeons, paddlefish, we'll probably pull out some of our sharks, too. You can certainly come and do that. And we'll also have some crafting activities that some of the ESU biology students will help lead. It's great for any age, as long as all of the children have an adult companion.
You said sharks?
I said sharks. Yes, we do native species because native species are cool, but I also understand that sometimes we can't get out and go to the ocean and see those things, so we do have some cool sharks that we'd like to share with you.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right, Sam, let's talk about the band. Let's talk about what you got going on with that.
Well, we're going to have four different acts performing there at the zoo. Five Altissimo Music Productions running sound and stage for us. You know, they always come out and do a great job. We'll have a couple of local acts. We'll have Corey Anderson, a.k.a. Sapphire Sun, will be performing. So the Alexa Dawson Trio, she's pretty well known around Emporia and the surrounding area. Sam the Fire Watchers are going to perform there, and we're also going to have kind of more of a surprise band coming up from Wichita that should be really fun, and we'll add to the whole ambiance of the day, and it should be a true party for the planet, if I had to guess.
Absolutely. What does it mean for, you know, to have this type of activity, you know, really at the zoo and to have the entertainment side of things that's lined up?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. So I first kind of kicked this event off in 2019, and I really just did it with the change in my pocket and kind of the people who I knew within the community to make the event happen. And then Erica reached out to me a couple years after that, and you know, I have so much gratitude for her because she's really helped me grow this event and make it into what it's going to be this year. So really, I'm thrilled overall with all the components that are just really coming together, and I'm most excited because I think this year it's just really going to tie the community together even more. And as a kind of the founder of the event, that's really important to me, to bring us together as a community and to help us to celebrate each other as individuals.
So that kind of leads into my next question, Sam. Why is Earth Day in this event? Why does it mean so much to you?
Well, you know, I think we've got in the past, we'll just say 5 or so years, I think some divisions have come up, you know, within the United States, and we can go bigger than the entire planet, perhaps. And so I think just to take a step back and just kind of, you know, take a look at our own community and realize that, you know, we're all just here trying to live on Earth together, and I think we need to celebrate that and celebrate our differences instead of going to kind of go in the opposite direction there. And I just think Earth Day can really encapsulate those the whole ideal that I'm trying to shoot for here.
And Dr. Martin, let's get your thoughts on why Earth Day and an event like this, which brings so much different things together, why that something like this is important here for our area.
Sure. So I think a lot of folks, maybe not from Kansas, or maybe they've recently come here, don't really know about or are aware of all the really cool native plants and animals and resources that we have around here. There's really awesome plant diversity. The fishes are super cool. They're my most favorite. And so this is a really great opportunity to get local community members introduced to our native plants and animals for the first time, or if they've already been introduced to them, a great opportunity to help us celebrate and spread all this wonderful information and knowledge that we have.
This is a true party for the planet that will be coming up Saturday, April the 23rd. And Dr. Martin, if we could just, let's talk about PayRock and how significant that facility has been since it has opened, just a little over a year ago, I guess.
Almost a year, yeah.
It has seen significant activity out there, hasn't it?
Yes, so we opened up in June or July of last year, so we're almost to a whole year. Right about that point, we hired Dr. Daphne Mays. She's the director of PayRock, and she's just incredible, right? So she has been working her tail off trying to get all of these different outreach events. She has already established connections with a lot of the K-12 teachers and has either brought those students to the PayRock facility or has coordinated stuff from the PayRock to bring into the classrooms, and that has been tremendous. I think just a couple weeks ago, she and Dean Thomas brought some turtles over to an elementary school to hang out with the kids for a little while and teach them about turtles, and it's just been absolutely fantastic on the outreach portion. We also have that as a research facility, so Dr. Bose and myself, we have different tanks that are different sizes set up to conduct aquatic research. I focus a lot on ecosystem impacts of things like microplastic pollution, and she does food web dynamics, and she uses stable isotopes to kind of get at where things are trophically. So it's really a fantastic facility.
It really is. So let's run down the PayRock schedule for the Earth Day activities coming up on the 23rd. What time things go out there, Erica?
Yeah, things start around 9 a.m., so you can show up then. There is parking. If you haven't been there before, it's on King Lake north of campus. You can get there via Burlingame, or it's just north of the highway, and there's a little sneaky bridge. And if you go through that bridge, you'll also get there, or in the tunnel, you'll also get there.
Okay.
But it's from 9 to noon, but Ernesto's talk is the only scheduled thing. So if you really want to see Ernesto, go there at 10 a.m. to see him. But otherwise, everything else will be set up and come as you are. And if you show up and want to do a craft, you can find the craft table. If you want to go see those cool fish, you can find the fish table, and all the other outreach stuff is just a come, first serve situation that goes on the whole time.
All right. And Sam, again, what's the entertainment schedule for you?
So we're going to kick bands off there at the zoo at 1 p.m., and each band will play for about an hour or so, four bands total. We'll also have a variety of other activities at the zoo. So I think come as you are is a perfect statement. You know, we've got a little one for everybody, and it should be a wonderful time.
Going to be a great time. Well, thanks for being a part of this very important activity, and sounds like a lot of fun and certainly educational as well. So Dr. Martin, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Sam, thanks. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. You have a good day.
All right, you too. That is Dr. Erica Martin with the Natural Resources Advisory Board, Emporia State, and also a Sam Bland, the Earth Day Extravaganza band organizer.
Ha!
Yeah, that's significant. So big doings. And we'll also be chatting next week with Zoo Director Lisa Keith and also Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center and Engagement Coordinator Daphne Mays next Wednesday.
Outstanding.
For a final preview, a party for the planet.
Good deal. And I want to let you know here, too, that as we look here at the live and local calendar for tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by LCAT Lyon County Area Transportation Director Shane Bruner at 8:20. We've been talking for several years about that redesign and the new look here for LCAT buses. The wraps are on them, so we'll get the update on that. Also take a look at other projects. And I wanted to throw this in for next week. I know this week is pretty busy, but I did want to just kind of alert you for our Talk of Emporia coming up on Monday. We'll be joined by VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare System Chief of Communications Joseph Burks. We've been talking a lot about the Project Atlas set up over at the American Legion Post 5. We'll go into that in more detail here from the VA's perspective and also talk about other VA projects for our Talk of Emporia 1106 Monday morning here on KVOE.
Thanks, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777.
Love where you live. Shine.